Is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
If your roof's off the leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on today? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's where we are. We've been fixing up houses for decades and helping other folks do just that as well. So if you've got a question about a project that you'd like to get into this spring, well, we'd like to get into it with you. You can add that to our to-do list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question for the fastest response at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, did you guys know that one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds? That's kind of crazy. We're going to help you win the battle against these green invaders with tips on how to tackle stopping weeds for the entire season.
And also ahead, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of these stone tops worth the hassle that goes along with it? We're going to highlight the pros and cons.
And are you ready to take on a big painting project this Memorial Day weekend? Well, maybe like painting the entire exterior of your house. That would be big, right?
That's a big project.
Yeah. As challenging as that might sound, it's actually totally doable. So we're going to share some tips on tools that can make the job a lot easier.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway. We've got a new product from Deich Coatings called Rock Patch, which can help you easily repair and restore any concrete surface that was damaged over the winter season. And that's a prize worth almost $50.
To qualify, all you need to do is reach out to us with your home improvement question. That product's going out to one caller drawn at random. You can reach us by calling 888-666-3974, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question for the fastest possible response.
All right, Colleen in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering about a product called Restore. It's called Liquid Armor Resurfacer, and I have a dock that I wanted to put it on.
All right, I'm familiar with those Restore products. I've not used them, but I know what they're supposed to do. One thing I would tell you is, I don't know about the brand you mentioned. I would make sure it's a brand that's been around for a long time, because we've seen some of those thick paint products do more damage than good. I know, for example, that Rust-Oleum, which is a good brand, makes a product called Restore. It works on concrete and decks, as well as vertical siding. So I might start by taking a look at the Rust-Oleum product. Just make sure you stick with a name brand that's been around a long time, so that you know that you've got a really good product that you're putting on the deck. And I would also make sure that you tested it in an area, maybe on a couple of deck boards, to make sure you're completely happy with it before going all in on the entire deck or dock.
And is it harder to use this type of product versus just a regular paint?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult because it's about 10 times thicker than paint. So the application is, you know, got to be done right. You're going to use similar tools, but it's going to be slow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Scott in Iowa on the line who needs help with a painting project. Tell us what you're working on.
I just recently bought a rental house, and the plaster, it's an older home, and the plaster was falling off the house. Well, the guy I bought it from had repaired it, but if you look at it, it's falling out in some areas and falling back in some areas. And I was just wondering, would I have to re-drywall it, or is there a cheaper and easier way to fix that?
How much of this exists? Is there a lot of this that's where the plaster seems to be loose?
Throughout the whole house.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a problem because it's going to be dangerous. What happens is the plaster, when it's applied over something called wood lath, which are like thin strips of wood, kind of look like those sticks we use to hold up garden plants and tomatoes and things like that. And the plaster expands to behind the lath, and it sort of locks in place. But over the years with an old house, those keyways, we call them, loosen up, and then the plaster is not attached to the wall anymore. So you are looking at a situation where the walls are going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And if it's the ceiling that's loose, it could be dangerous because when that plaster falls, it's really, really heavy. I've seen it dent floors and certainly could hurt somebody. So now we have the question is, what's the best way to deal with this? Should I tear the plaster out? Should I drywall over? I've done it both ways. I've come to the conclusion after trying it this way for many years that the best thing to do is to put drywall on top of the plaster, not tear it out, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's less messy. Secondly, that even when you tear out the lath and the plaster, you'll find that the studs from the old house behind it are not very even. So when you put drywall up, it tends to warp sometimes. So what I would do is I would attach new drywall over the plaster. You can use 3/8 of an inch thick drywall too. You don't even need to use 1/2 inch drywall. And then by attaching from the drywall through the plaster into the studs, you'll help secure that loose plaster so you won't have any further movement in that room. That would be my recommendation.
That works out.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. 888-666-3974.
Daddy in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a patio that had some cracks in it. It is exposed aggregate. My husband dug it out and filled in the cracks. Now our question for you is there a sealer with some colorant that we could use over the whole area?
I think what you're asking us for is a concrete stain. Sealers are always clear. So if you've got this crack filled in and you've got some color to that, then what you're going to have to do is stain the concrete to match that, and then you could seal it. But you'd have to stain it. And if you're going to stain concrete, you would use an acid stain.
Okay. Is there anything you can recommend?
Quikrete makes a great one in a couple of good colors, more neutral than anything a little crazy, but it's an easy-to-apply product. You're going to get some great coloration there. And, you know, it's a reputable brand. They know what they're doing, so I would start there.
Well, that sounds great, and I really love your show.
Thank you very much, Dottie. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it actually very lush. We're going to share tips to stop weeds from destroying your lawn when we return. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. So whatever it is you are working on, we can definitely lend a hand. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, as you walk around the outside of your house on these increasingly warmer days, have you noticed that your concrete walk or your patio or your driveway looks a little worse for wear? Winter has that effect on those surfaces. And that's why on today's show, we're going to give away a product that can help restore them called Rock Patch. It's new from Deich Coatings, and it's a pre-mixed polymer stone formula that can be used to fill low spots or to level or resurface any ugly cracks. If you've got some holes in the concrete, maybe you've got some deterioration from using the dreaded rock salt and ate away the surface of the concrete, you can fill all of those spaces and make them nice and neat and smooth with Rock Patch. Super easy to use. You don't have to mix it up. You just pop the lid, give it a stir, and apply. And it dries in 24 hours. It's available online at DeichCoatings.com, also on the Home Depot's website and Lowe's. The one-gallon container sells for $41.95, and we've got one of those to give away on today's show. So call us with your questions, and it might just be you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Mark in Oregon on the line who needs some help with a hardwood flooring project. Tell us what you're working on.
Got an old wood floor, hardwood floor that is looking kind of rough, but I don't really want to put a showroom shine on it, but yet I still want to keep it protected. And I kind of want to keep it clean, so I was wondering if there's a product that you would suggest to more or less not refinish it, but yet keep it maintained, I guess.
Well, so what you're saying is that you don't want to go all in and have it and like totally sand it down. You just want to sort of brush it up a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's well used. It's in a dining room, but yet I think I kind of like that antique or almost museum look to it.
Is any of it worn down to the bone? Do you see the raw wood anywhere, or is it just scuffed up a bit?
It's pretty much scuffed and worn down, I would say. Yeah, but it's not bad looking. It's just I just don't want to really put a shine on it and make it look like it's a brand new hardwood floor.
You're going to need to pull the furniture out of the room, and then you have to do a light sanding of the floor. If it's not really worn out to the point where, like, it's got cracks or crevices or digs or, you know, areas where the stain is missing or anything like that, it's just sort of roughed up a bit, you can do a light sanding, and the easiest way to do that is with a floor sander and a sanding screen on it. You go out and rent one of these floor sanders like you see used at a commercial building or the mall or someplace like that, and then they'll give you at the store a couple of sanding screens that go underneath it. And then you very carefully and slowly, you do like a light sanding of the whole thing. And then you'll have to hand sand along the baseboard and the corners and so on. Then damp mop it just to make sure you get up all of the dust, vacuum and damp mop it. And then what you can do is apply two or three coats of satin polyurethane. I mean, you can even get flat polyurethane if you want absolutely no sheen to it. But satin usually has just enough sheen to protect it but not be too obvious. And you apply that with, not with a brush, but with a lamb's wool applicator. You pretty much mop it on with the lamb's wool applicator. And stay out of the room for a couple of days, and you'll be good to go.
Well, it sounds great to me. I'll give it a try.
All right. Good luck with that project, Mark. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading over to Delaware, where Margie has a crawl space question. What can we help you with?
I'd like to know if you should put plastic on the ground underneath your house. We have like a 3-foot. So you can climb under there. Should we lay plastic on that for a barrier, for a moisture barrier underneath that, like a ranch house?
Is it underneath the entire house or is it just under a certain area?
No, it's underneath the entire house. So you can crawl under, and someone said you should put plastic on top of the dirt.
Now, are you having any moisture issues inside the house?
Not really. We were just thinking it would be a good idea to do that.
Now, generally, with an enclosed crawl space or one that's, you know, smaller scale to an entire home, we would always recommend putting down sort of a plastic sheathing, and you want to fill the entire space. And in areas where you do have to have seams, you want to make sure that you overlap, you know, a good foot or two so that it really lays down nicely. Now, Tom, would you do that if it's under the entire house?
Yeah, I put it down across the crawl space floor along the entire house because it stops the moisture in the soil from wicking up and evaporating up into the air and then getting the insulation damp and making it ineffective. So it's always a good idea to have, it's called a vapor barrier, and have that down on top of that soil surface. You also want to check the exterior, though, to make sure that your gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended. It's part of a moisture management solution. It's not just, you know, one-off.
You want to make sure you're limiting the amount of moisture that actually gets to that, you know, the dirt or the soil underneath the crawl space. So if you make sure that your gutters are extending away from the house, you know, a good 3 feet or so, and not depositing the water back towards that crawl space, you know, any sort of planting bedded areas, you want to make sure that that soil slopes away. You just want to do your best that you can to move the moisture away.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green isn't exactly grass, nor is it very lush. In fact, weeds can destroy a lawn and remove any chance of turning your backyard into a perfect putting spot.
Well, that's right, but when you consider that just one dandelion plant can make up to 15,000 weed seeds, it's kind of a wonder any of us ever win the battle against these green invaders. So to help, we put together a few tips on how to rid both your life and your lawn from these nasty weeds.
Well, first of all, the best way to control dandelions and other weeds in your yard is to grow a thick, vigorous lawn. Now, dense grass is going to crowd out those weeds and then block the sunlight that those seeds need to germinate. However, that's not always so easy to do. Now, lawn weeds usually fall under three broad categories: unwanted grasses, grass-like plants called sedges, and broadleaf plants. So to get rid of them, you need to identify the type of weed you have and then target that specific type.
Now, no single herbicide or weeding technique or lawn care tactic is going to work against every type of weed. So how you attack the weeds in your lawn really depends on which you have. Now, if you're looking for a non-pesticide option, a weed barrier is a better solution. And another option is to get a covering on the ground that will compete with the weeds. Thick grasses, for example, is going to crowd out weeds and block the sunlight. Now, timing is super important. The best time to spray for weeds is between June and July. And then from late August to September is the best time to create new lawns. If you're going to rototill and put down a new lawn, do it then. Or if you've got an existing lawn, what you can do is do core aeration. These are like sort of spike aerators that poke a hole down into the soil a few inches, and then you drop the seeds in those holes, and by the time next spring comes around, you'll be well on your way to a brand new lawn.
Now we've got Jeff in Iowa on the line, who is working on a bathroom plumbing problem. What's going on?
Our house was built in 1978. Still had the same toilets in it as the day it was built. So we decided to upgrade to new high-efficient toilets. We bought 1.28 per gallon flush toilets with a 10 flush rating. And our toilets sit back-to-back, basically. The master bedroom has a toilet that sits just behind the toilet in the main bathroom. When you flush the toilet in the main bathroom, it sucks all the water out of the master bedroom toilet. But it doesn't do it the other way.
Here's the problem. You've got a venting issue, and there's not enough air getting into the waistline that's probably feeding both toilets. And so as a result, when you flush one, you cause a draw on the other that pulls the water out. A lot easier to do when you have only 1.25 gallons of water as opposed to maybe 3 or 4 gallons that you used to have with the older toilet. So you need to get a plumber in to look at this and figure out where the venting has gone wrong. There could be venting that also became obstructed. You could get rodents or animals that nest inside vents, but there's not enough intake air getting into the plumbing system, and that's why you're getting this sort of suction problem. Whenever you have this condition, or if you get, sometimes you get a gurgling when you flush or when you run sinks and water goes down, is because there's not enough air getting into the plumbing system, and that's going to be what will solve this for you. Okay, Jeff?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Louise in Texas is on the line and needs some help cleaning up after a gardening project gone awry. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yes. We have these insidious vines. One found its way in a crack. I guess my windows weren't very good. And it grew into a back bedroom that I had closed off this winter. And it grew across my wall and onto the ceiling. So I pulled it down and cut it off, and I went outside, and now it has left behind hard stuff on there that I can't get off. I don't know how to get it off without damaging the wall.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and whenever you have a vine attached to a house, those attachment points are really insidious. They're very hard to get off, and it really takes nothing more than elbow grease. And so if you're talking about a drywall surface here, you're literally going to have to sand that surface, lightly abrade that surface, because you don't want to cut through the paper to get off anything that the vine left behind. Then once you're done sanding it, then you have to prime it, and you need to use a good quality primer here and prime the entire surface, if not the entire room, and then repaint the room. But there's no way to clean what's left behind with that vine debris. You have to actually physically abrade it off, scrape it, prime it, sand it, to get rid of it. And if you want to slow down those vines from growing on the outside of your house, think about spraying Roundup on them. Roundup, you spray it on the leaves, and it goes down through the plant's infrastructure and kills them at the roots, and that might help get it under control.
And this is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, you get why they're so popular these days. But you might not know that these stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as they do on the day that they were installed. We're going to sort it all out and help you figure out if these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at AM1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We'll be right back.
presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done to create your best home ever. Help yourself first by giving us your questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Record your question right there for the fastest possible response.
George in Iowa's on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
The wife and I have done the ceiling with the deck twice. And both times, the first time it lasted a year and it peeled up. And we sealed it again last year, and it peeled up again this time after the winter snow had melted. So we're not sure if you have any tips or some advice for us to help us out there.
You might want to think about doing a deck do-over where you just pull off the decking material and add a composite deck, keep the structure. You won't have to do this again. Some of the decking sealants, if you don't strip down to the original lumber, they never absorb properly, and they'll beat up and they'll peel off. So your options are to do that, strip off everything that you have there, and you literally got to strip it off down to the wood and sand it. And then you can use a primer and a solid color stain, and that will give you the maximum chance of adhering. The other thing you might want to think about doing, as I mentioned earlier, is doing sort of a deck makeover where you pull up the deck boards and then you replace just the deck surface boards with a composite like Veranda, for example, which is available at the Home Depot. And this way you'll never have to worry about staining again. You can even keep your existing railing, or you could, you know, go further and change out the railing as well. But it doesn't affect the structure of the deck because the material is still sitting on top of the old original joist. Just that the deck surface has now been completely made over. It looks great, and you never have to worry about staining or sealing again because it's a lot of work, and you don't want to have to do it every year, that's for sure. Make sense?
Nope, that makes sense. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and the cons for you.
Yeah, so first up, I mean, stone countertops are somewhat indestructible. Most can take a hot pot. They're not going to dent or chip. Home buyers love them, usually because they've never had them before and don't know how much work they can be to take care of. But, you know, given the popularity, you can argue that they're going to add to your home's value. And, of course, the stone is beautiful. It comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so the natural beauty does shine through quite nicely.
All right. Now, on the minus side, stone tops are expensive. I mean, compared to solid surface and, of course, laminate. Now, prices vary based on the type of stone that you're picking. You know, with granite or quartz, those are usually at the top. Marble sometimes can be less, but remember that a marble surface is going to be softer, and therefore it's not going to wear as well. Plus, the color itself will darken with age. So the lighter you go is not how it's going to look down the road. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They get sealed once they're installed, but we hear frequently from listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice, or even other similar products that just soak into that granite. And once they're soaked in, I mean, it's pretty hard to get those stains out.
Now, I guess if we had a stone top to choose, Leslie, we'd probably go with engineered quartz, right? I mean, you'll find tops in engineered quartz from brands like Caesarstone and Silestone available in lots of colors. But they're called engineered because they are made from a mix of natural quartz, dyes, and polyester resin, and some other chemicals. And they have the definite advantage of being easy to maintain and not requiring sealers because they're just not as porous as the natural stone. So you get the beauty of the stone, but without having to deal with the maintenance. And to me, I think that makes it totally worth it. It's kind of like having the best of both worlds.
Chuck in Rhode Island needs some help cleaning something. What's going on at your money pit?
How would you suggest I go about removing blood stains from carpeting?
Well, I'm assuming since you're calling in, it's nothing that we want to hide or cover up, correct?
No.
All right, have they been down there a long time?
Yeah, about 6 months.
All right, so there's a couple of different things that you can try, one of which is to make a paste out of salt. And so you take a bowl of cold water and you put enough salt in to make a bit of a paste. And then you apply that to the carpet, let it sit a bit, brush it in with like a small brush, like a small old hairbrush or a toothbrush, and see if it starts to lift the stains away. You can dab it with water to kind of thin out the salt. Then after it dries, you can vacuum it, and that will pull all the rest of the salt off of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to try to make a mixture of hydrogen peroxide up in water. This hydrogen peroxide will also clean up blood. I always say to try this, though, in an area that's inconspicuous because it also has somewhat of a bleaching effect. We don't want to have you bleach out the carpet. So you can try it in a corner, under furniture, in a closet, wherever, you know, wherever you have a less visible area.
What ratio of the peroxide to water?
Well, no, actually, you can just put the peroxide on without water. Just put like 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, I'll try those items and see what happens.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you ready to take on a big paint project like painting a deck, a fence, or maybe even your entire house? Well, airless paint sprayers from Wagner can make that job a lot easier. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this spring season? Maybe you're getting some areas of the house ready for the summertime. Perhaps you're taking on a painting project. Whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, if the winter has left your concrete walks or your patio, your driveway kind of a little worse for wear, we've got a great product we're giving away this show to help you restore those surfaces. It's called Rock Patch, brand new from Deich Coatings. And it's a premixed polymer stone formula that is used to fill and level and resurface those ugly cracks and shallow holes. Now, I like this stuff because there's no mixing. You know, it's not a powder that's in a bag like some of the other repair products that are out there. So you don't have to deal with the dust. You just pop the lid, you stir, and you can apply it immediately. You'll find this product online at DeichCoatings.com, Home Depot, and Lowe's. A one-gallon container sells for $41.95, but we got one to give away to today's show. You can reach out to us with your questions to qualify for this drawing at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Andrea from Ontario, Canada is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you today?
My question would be regarding black mold, and it's sort of behind my sink between the sink and the backsplash. There's a little bit of space, and this black mold settles in. There's a lot of moisture, obviously. We're running the water, and it splashes. So behind and around the sink as well as around my tub. I tried bleach. I scrubbed it. We, at one point, took out the caulking and re-caulked it, but it came back. So I'm at a kind of a loss what to do with this.
Mold is going to grow any place that you have an organic material, which could be drywall, or it could also be, believe it or not, soap scum. It can have organic matter in it, and that can feed mold. And so you have a condition there that's going to be prevalent to mold regrowth. Even when you clean it, it's going to come back. You're not going to permanently prevent it unless you change the environment, the climate that exists in that particular area. So with respect to the tile area, let's deal with that first. When you retiled, when you re-caulked, I'm sorry, did you pull all the old caulk out?
Pulled it all out. Dug it all out. It was actually our contractor who said keep it very dry, bone dry, he called it. And then once we had it all dried out, then he came back and put a layer of this white material. I'm not exactly sure what it was, but he finished it off.
Okay, so you're not quite sure where the product is. Here would be the steps. When you pull the old caulk out, you need to spray the joint between the tub and the tile with a bleach solution. That's going to kill any mold spores that are left behind. Then after that's dry, one additional step, fill up the tub with water because it makes it heavy and it pulls it down. And then you caulk it. And when you caulk it, you want to use a product that has mildicide in it. Now, DAP, for example, has a caulk that has an additive called Microban. And Microban will not grow mold. It will prevent it from growing. And so if you use the right product and you take the step of treating it with a bleach solution first before you apply it, that helps it to last as long as possible. But again, if you don't control humidity conditions, eventually it will come back. As for the sink, the same advice applies. You not only have to clean it, which takes away the visual, but you have to spray it with a mildicide. And so you could mix, say, a 10 to 20% bleach solution with water, and then let it dry, and that will help prevent it from coming back.
I'll try that.
So are you ready to take on a big painting project this holiday weekend? Like maybe you're painting the entire exterior of your home? Well, as challenging as that might sound, it's actually doable with a new line of Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
Yep, these paint sprayers feature a high-efficiency airless technology that produces up to 55% less overspray compared to traditional sprayers, and they output a softer spray with improved control. So you get a high-quality finish, and it goes on 3 times faster than a roller to get big jobs done very quick.
Yeah, and whether your project is to paint a deck, a fence, or an entire house, these airless paint sprayers make the big jobs so much easier, and in fact, you can definitely tackle them yourself. Now, if you go on WagnerSprayTech.com, they're even going to give you step-by-step instructions on how you can spray paint your entire home, so it's definitely a DIY project.
Wagner Control Pro paint sprayers range in cost from $259 up to $479, and they can handle either water or oil-based paints and stains, and they really do make it easier to paint like a pro. You can see the complete line of Wagner products at WagnerSprayTech.com. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Dennis in California is on the line with the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, so I have a house that was built in 1879, and it has T111 siding on it, and
I'm wanting to change the siding on it. I want like a cement board lap siding. But my question is it practical or feasible to just Tyvek wrap over my T111 and then go ahead and put my new siding on top of that? Or will I be sandwiching against some problems?
Well, T111, for those that are unfamiliar, is essentially plywood siding. And it serves two purposes. It's a siding and it's the sheathing. So you do not have to remove that. Now, the downside is that you're going to have to pack out, so to speak, around the windows. The trim will, the windows will be a bit deeper than perhaps you've seen in the past. But that siding can stay just like that. You can put Tyvek over the siding and then over the existing T111 siding and then add your hardy plank over that. Just follow the manufacturer's installation instructions. But there's no reason for you to pull that plywood off because, frankly, if you did, I'm afraid that you'd have to replace it with just regular plywood, and there's really no point to that. The T111 serves a structural purpose as well as keeping the water out of your house.
Oh, you know, that makes sense. I didn't think that. It actually takes care of the shear, doesn't it?
It does. That's right. Mm-hmm. It protects it against the shear and the racking forces.
That makes sense. Okay, great. Now I have a direction to go. My concern was that if I put a solid, if I sandwich something in, would I, you know, sandwich against some moisture or anything like that, and I didn't want to create problems down the road.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. If you use good siding on top of Tyvek, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
You are tuned to Team Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, home warranties are very popular these days, but the latest policies we're seeing tell us the coverage might not add up to too much. We're going to explain why when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available.
From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Of weird additional charges like duct modification charges. Of course you got to modify the ducts to put in a new system, and they would charge extra for that to try to make up some of the loss. Either the warranty company would do it or the contractor would do it. But I got to tell you, Cindy, of late, I've seen these new clauses that are showing up in their contracts, which are called depreciated value clauses. And because of your question, I looked one up because I think it's really important to understand what this means. What does a depreciated value clause mean? Because if you've got old systems, you'd be more likely to buy a warranty to cover them because they have a higher incidence of repair. Well, here's what this says. And this is from a company called Service Plus. And I know anything about them. I just found this language online. Service Plus reserves the right to offer cash back in lieu of repair or replacement in an amount that is based on the depreciated value of the system or appliances, which may be significantly less than the retail cost to repair or replace the covered system and or appliance, end quote. So let's think about that. What do you think the value of a, say, an 8 or 9 year old dishwasher is?
Not a lot.
Probably not very much. Not a lot, right? And the same thing with maybe a 15 year old air conditioner. So they're not really going to give you very much money if these systems fail. The only way it makes sense is if you have a system that's brand new, or say within a few years, still under the manufacturer's warranty, you'd be dealing with the manufacturer, but maybe just out of warranty, and then it fails. But of course, it's going to be a depreciated value. They're never going to give you the cost of a new appliance. It's not replacement cost. They're going to give you the depreciated cost. Meanwhile, you know, you could be spending hundreds of dollars a year on these contracts. What would happen if you just took that $200 or $300 or $400 a year that these things cost and put them in a rainy day fund? You know, so when it rains and the system fails, you've got some money to put it against the replacement. So I just don't think they weren't worth a lot before, and with these depreciated value clauses, I don't think they're worth anything going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that really does not sound like a very good situation. So, Cindy, I think our best advice here is to pass.
Well, we hope that you guys are enjoying this beautiful spring weekend and getting lots of things done around your house, or maybe you're just enjoying the space that you've worked on. But whatever it is, when you run into challenges, when you run into projects, remember you can count on us 24/7 to help you out if you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask for the quickest possible response. Happy spring, everybody. Hope you are enjoying it. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy reached an agreement in principle to resolve the looming debt crisis after speaking by phone earlier this evening. With the outline of an agreement, a legislative package can be drafted in time for votes in Congress next week ahead of a projected June 5th federal default.
I expect to finish the writing of the bill, checking with the White House and speaking to the president again tomorrow afternoon, and then posting the text of it tomorrow, and then be voting on it on Wednesday.
McCarthy said there's still a lot of work to do, but with historic cuts in spending and no new taxes or government programs, he says it's an agreement worthy of the American people. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says McCarthy has shown him something in how he's dealing with the opposition.
If you'd asked me at the beginning of all this, would he be able to pull this out, I would have had to say the odds against it are long. But by passing a bill and by emphasizing the problem of the debt, okay, I think he's taking control of this over the Democrats.
Talent was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Texas House of Representatives vote to impeach scandal-plagued Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. Saturday's move triggers his immediate suspension, sets up a trial in the state Senate that could permanently remove him from office. It is the official start to the summer. And some 42 million Americans will be on the move over the weekend in some form or fashion. 37 million of those driving. The seasonal surge in gasoline demand leading up to the long holiday weekend has a gallon of gas up 4 cents since last week, $3.57 a gallon. AAA says that the highest price in California at $4.84, cheapest price was in Mississippi at $3 a gallon. Meanwhile, some 42 million Americans out, seasonal surge demanding into that long holiday weekend. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Fishermen looking for valuable baby eels have once again had a productive season.
The baby eels are called elvers, and they're often worth more than $2,000 a pound because of how valuable they are to Asian aquaculture companies. In Maine, the Department of Marine Resources says the baby eels then raise to maturity so they can be used in Japanese food, some of which is sold in the United States at sushi restaurants. The price this year, just slightly below last year's, but the fishermen are not complaining. Jason Walker reporting.
California rivers fed by winter's Sierra Nevada snowpack have been turned into cold and deadly torrents, drawing warnings from officials ahead of this weekend's traditional start of the outdoor summer recreation season. At least 7 people, including 2 children, have died or are missing. More at townhall.com. Water transport is a cost-effective way of moving goods and people, but the government says it emits too many greenhouse gases.
The shipping industry produces nearly 3% of the emissions many blame for warming the planet. Government and industry leaders hope so-called green shipping corridors can bring improvements. The corridors are partnerships along major shipping routes where ports, vessel companies, fuel producers, and cargo owners can collaborate. They're intended to fast-track development of cleaner technologies and operations. In January, officials announced a green corridor that would link ports in Los Angeles and Shanghai. Bob Agner reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke before the newly commissioned Navy and Marine officers at Annapolis Friday. The class of 2023 included 751 men, 267 women, 744 graduates as Navy ensigns, 257 going into the Marine Corps. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboard to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. What projects are on the to-do list today? What projects are on the future to-do list, the present to-do list, or the I'm stuck in the middle to-do list to get done today? And then reach out to us with your questions because we have got years and years of experience waiting to help you get that project done. You can do that by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about apartment living. One of the advantages, apartment living has a lot of advantages, and I know you apartment dwellers agree with me, but having a yard that you can call your own is definitely not one of them. That said, it's no reason you give up on the idea of having your very own garden. We're going to share some tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have.
And now that vacation season is coming up, it's a good idea to step up your home security. But if your system includes security cameras, it's important that they're positioned correctly. I mean, think about it. How many times have you seen a video of a break-in or other crime where that video was so bad that it's practically useless? So we're going to walk you through the most common errors to avoid so that your home is fully protected.
And if your spring cleaning checklist includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of those stains and make sure that they don't come back.
Plus, we've got a great giveaway this hour. It's a new product from Deich Coatings called Rock Patch, and that can help you easily repair and restore any concrete surface that was damaged over the winter. And it's a prize pack worth almost $50.
Qualify, all you need to do is reach out with your home improvement question. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a floor finishing question. How can we help you?
I do have a question about my hardwood. It's the old solid hardwood from this put down back in the 50s. I love it, and I refinished it probably about 15 to 17 years ago. And with the time and traffic, the top is wearing now, and I need to sand it down and resurface it. And when I did it then, I used gem seal. But I want to know what would be the best product that would be long-term lasting and something that would be user-friendly for an individual.
Okay, so first of all, in terms of the sanding it down part, does the floor have any really severe wear, or is it just the finish that's worn?
Just the finish.
So you don't have to sand it down all the way. What you can do is you can basically just lightly sand the surface. There is a machine called a U-sand machine, which is like an abrasive disc sander that you can rent at a home center or a hardware store. It has like four abrasive discs in it. It does have like a vacuum system built in, so it doesn't leave dust all over the place, but it won't wear down the wood too much. It'll just sort of take that top layer of finish off and get it ready to be refinished. Because with hardwood floors, you don't want to sand them completely down if you don't have to, because that takes many years off their life when you take all that finish off down to the raw wood. It's really not necessary. And then after you sand it, then you can apply an oil-based polyurethane. So not water-based, but oil-based. Not acrylic-based, but oil-based. And you're going to apply that with what's called a lamb's wool applicator. It's kind of like a mop. And you dip it into a paint tray. You apply it in very smooth, even coats. Start on one end, work your way out the door, and then leave for a good 4, 5, 6 hours, depending on the weather.
Okay, with the windows open.
Yeah. If it's a nice dry day and the windows are open, that's the best thing. But just remember, whatever it says for drying time on the can, at least double it, because it tends to be a bit sticky for a while.
Okay, so an oil-based polyurethane and a lamb's wool applicator.
Yep, and then with a light sanding before you start the whole thing, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Joyce. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, we get more questions on floors than any other topic on this program.
Well, and they, you know, occupy a large portion of your home.
They
and
do.
There's always something to do with them.
And they
them.
Take a lot of abuse, so that's probably why people need to fix them all the time.
Now I've got Doug in Virginia on the line with a siding question. How can we help you?
Yes, I've got my son's house has some vinyl siding on it, and the folks that owned it before he did were patching something with some of the spray foam insulation, the crack filler stuff, and it oozed out all over the siding. So I know I can go back and cut it loose, cut what's extra stuff. But when I get down close to the vinyl, what can I clean the residue off with to make it clean without damaging the vinyl?
It's very difficult because you get those foams are usually polyurethane, and they have real adhesive qualities to it, really real adhesive. So what you can do is try to gently scrape it off with a putty knife, but make sure you use an older one is better because it won't be quite so sharp. And very carefully do that. And then I've stripped off some errant foam with WD-40 as the solvent. So you might want to try that with a Scotch pad, because Scotch pad is not abrasive. But you could spray the siding with the WD-40 and then work the Scotch pad back and forth. You may find that you pull off some of that residue. It really depends on, you know, what kind of foam it is. But you're right, once it's dried, cut as much of it off and then try to abrade the rest of it off, but do so with a mind not to damage the siding.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try, WD-40.
Yep, try it. It's one of the 1,000 uses for that stuff. You know, they say you only need two things in your toolkit, WD-40 and duct tape. They're pretty close.
Then I can go over the whole back of the house with WD-40 to revitalize
well,
the
wouldn't,
vinyl.
Well, if it's the whole back of the house, I mean, you're talking about spot cleaning, okay, but if it's the whole back of the house, then I think you got a bigger problem. I think you're looking at new siding.
But would I get an oily spot when I use the WD-40 that would look different than the rest of it?
You will, but soap and water will take it away.
I guess that'll fade, yeah.
That's why it's good for only, like, a little spot.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, Doug. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, apartment living has its advantages, but having a yard of your own is generally not one of them. That said, it's no reason to give up on the idea of having your very own garden. We're going to share tips to help you create a bountiful garden using only the space you have when the money pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikcrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikcrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever, whatever that project is that you are working on. Follow us on your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, if the winter season left your concrete walks or patios looking a bit bad, maybe you use some of that rock salt on it and they're all pitted. We've got a great product we're giving away on today's show that can help. It's new from Dice Coatings. It's called Rock Patch. Now, I like this because most of the time when you find a patching material, you have to mix it up. It's usually powder. This is in a can. All you do is pop the lid, give it a stir or two, and away you go. You can fill cracks. You can fill holes. You can level out some surfaces and get it ready for a new painting or maybe new flooring. Whatever it is, you can do it quickly and easily. The Dice Coatings product, Rock Patch, is available online at dicecoatings.com. It's DAICH coatings.com, as well as Home Depot and Lowe's. But we've got 1 gallon to give away today. It's going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Renee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
My question is concerning my sump pump. Obviously, a sump pump in the basement,
And for a long time, for several months, I had not heard the sump pump going off. A few months ago, when it was raining very hard, I went down to the basement to see why the sump pump wasn't kicking on, and it was the well was filled with water. So I went ahead and I, you know, drained the water out by, you know, bucketing, taking buckets of just pouring buckets of water out. And so I got down to see where the ball was, and it still wouldn't come on. So I tapped the ball, and eventually when the water rose, it did kick on again. But now I'm hearing this gurgling sound in my kitchen sink piping, and I want to know why.
Where is the sump pump discharging? Is it discharging into this basement sink?
The sump pump discharges, it's connected to the outside sewer line, and the line is connected to the basement the kitchen sink.
Okay, so first of all, it has to go through a trap. If it doesn't go through a trap, you may get sewage gas that comes back into the basement. So that's the first thing. Secondly, the gurgling might just because it doesn't have enough water in the sump itself. You're probably pulling a lot of air in there. And thirdly, because your sump pump was filling up when you had heavy rain, the source of that water is easily within your ability to repair and stop. Generally, when your sump pump fills up after heavy rain, it's because your gutters are clogged or overflowing, or your downspouts are not discharging away from the foundation, or the soil around the house is not slipping away from the outside walls. That's what causes problems with water filling up in basements and floods in a sort, because that outside surface drainage is just not set up right. So I would focus on improving your exterior drainage. There's a great article on MoneyPit.com about how to solve wet basements. A lot of that advice applies to this. And then you'll find that the sump pump will have to run that much less.
Okay. That's great news.
Renee, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in Michigan's on the line with a water heater question. What can we do for you?
My hot water tank has no good water pressure behind it.
Where are you spotting this? Is it at a particular faucet or fixture, or is it multiple bathrooms throughout the house?
Everywhere. My shower, my sinks, my washing machine, anywhere where I have, like, hot water. If I just have, like, hot water going in my washing machine, it takes forever to fill up. If, like, when I go to take a shower, if I just have straight cold water going, I have nice pressure behind it.
And let me ask you a question. How old is your house?
Built in the 70s.
Okay, I think you've got a problem with a valve somewhere on that hot water line that's restricting the flow, because the water pressure is going to be the same for hot and cold when it comes into the house. So the fact that it's going through the water heater and then slowing down means that something is clogging it, or something is basically slowing down that flow. So I think that the problem would most likely be at the water heater itself, either the water flow into it or the water flow out of it. And it could be that one of those valves is stuck, closed, or partially stuck. I would close the valves all the way and then open them back up and see if that makes a difference. I would also follow the line back to make sure that every single valve is fully open on that hot water side. And I suspect that you're going to find something that's partially closed, and that's what's causing this. Steve, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you live in an apartment or a townhouse and you'd still like to enjoy a garden this summer, a little planning and an assortment of containers of different sizes and depths, that's really all you need to set up your own apartment garden plot on your balcony or your porch. So, first of all, let's talk about those containers. Now, the larger the container, the more crops that you can grow, but you're also going to need varying depths as well. For example, some crops like a chive, basil, radishes, lettuce, those are going to do just fine in a fairly shallow container that's going to hold about 4 to 5 inches of soil. Other crops like, think about onions, mint, peas, garlic, bush beans, those need at least 6 inches of soil to thrive. So you got to think about what you're growing to help you determine the right container.
Now, as for that soil, it's best to stick with soil that's meant for outdoor containers. Most home and garden centers will sell soil that's designed for raised beds, which is essentially what you have. This soil is fertilized and very rich in nutrients to give your garden a quick start. Now, for sun, most plants require at least 6 hours of sunlight a day to thrive. If your urban gardening space doesn't get that much, you'll either need to stick with the varieties that can do with less sun or consider putting your containers on casters so that you can move them around to follow the sun as it moves throughout the day.
Yeah, and finally, don't forget to plan for a good watering can or a drip irrigation system. Now, there's some really helpful small and automatic drip irrigation systems available on sites like Amazon that are specifically designed for container gardens. And this is where I always fail. It's like in the correct amount of watering. So an irrigation system, if you're like me and you're like, it's fine, or water later, this will take all of that guesswork out and just water it as often as you need it to without you even thinking about it.
And just like a larger garden, creating and maintaining urban gardening from a balcony, a patio, or a door stoop takes both time and commitment, but there's nothing like stepping out on the balcony to gather yourself up some fresh ingredients for a tasty meal whenever you want. You know, our first balcony gardening experience started with us sort of cheating a little bit. We had these planters, and we wanted to grow basil, and we tried growing it from seed, and it wasn't going so well. And so I was in the supermarket once, and I saw the big bushes of basils with the roots attached. I thought, I wonder. Well, sure enough, those roots took very quickly, and we just had massive basil bushes for the entire season based on my supermarket choice.
Bill in Texas is on the line and has a painting question. How can we help with your project?
I'm remodeling my bathroom, and it had popcorn on the ceiling. I scraped that off. My question now is there a special sealer I need to put on there other than like a Kiehl's primer before I paint it?
Well, yeah, a primer is exactly what you're going to need. You're going to want a primer. A Kiehl's primer is fantastic, especially if you have any, you know, uneven surfaces or uneven finishes, I should say, or areas of mold or areas of discoloration. That's the type of primer that you're going to use to really seal everything in. And once that's dry, you can go ahead and top it with any latex top coat, a good quality sealing paint. Some people go with white. Some people will tint the sealing paint slightly just to give a softer space. Totally up to you.
I've got all that texture off, the popcorn off. Do they make a paint with a texture, a lot light texture in it now?
Well, I mean, I think they do have textured surfaces, kind of like stippled surfaces, but I don't know if you want to go back there. The thing is, if you did a good job of scraping all that old popcorn off, and can I just say, what a dumb idea that was for somebody to put popcorn on a bathroom ceiling. Oh, my goodness.
It's going
to
make it all fall down on your head.
Yeah, I mean, let's not only put it in a damp location, let's give it lots of nooks and crannies where it can grow mold, right? I mean, we'd make it impossible to clean. So well done scraping that away. But I would say that if you got it all scraped away and if you applied a good quality primer like Leslie suggested, followed by an equally good quality flat, very important it's flat, Bill, because if you use anything with a sheen, it's going to look terrible. But flat latex paint, I think you're going to be good to go. I dare say that people are not going to be going into your bathroom looking up and go, you know, Bill, love your house, but that ceiling's a bit rough. I think you're good on that.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, Bill, take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Man, popcorn on a bathroom ceiling. What a bad idea that was.
Sherilyn in Delaware is on the line with a leaky pipe in a pool. What's going on?
Yes, we have a steel pool built right after World War II. They had a lot of excess steel, and they found a lot of pools to build. And we have, it's somewhere in the pipe, we have a leak. And we're not sure exactly what the material of the pipe is. We think it might be black.
This is the pipe that does what? This is the pipe that fills the pool? This is a drain line? What kind of pipe are we talking about?
A pipe that either goes to the pool from the pump, you know, returns back to the pool from the pump, or leaves the pump pool to go to the pump.
I don't have a good solution for you if you're repairing an active pipe like that short of replacing it. Generally speaking, when you have underground lines like that rupture, it's not a matter of repairing it. It's a matter of replacing it. And it may be that you can leave the other pipe in place and just basically disable it and then install a new line to do the same thing that the old line was doing. But repairing it is not an option.
Right. Right.
Unless you get access to it by basically digging down and exposing it. But it's usually easier to run a new line.
All righty. Well, thank you. That's what we thought we'd probably end up having to do.
All right, gentlemen. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're thinking about taking a vacation this summer, make sure that your security cameras are set to keep an eye on your home while you are away. We're going to share a tip on how you can do just that next. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus, all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and record your question for the fastest possible response.
Bill in Michigan's on the line. How can we help you today?
My wife and I built a house about 10 years ago, and we have a two-car attached garage. And the problem is that the floor of our garage is not level. And so when water drops off the car from rain or more particularly ice and snow, it drops off onto the garage floor and starts to go in different low spots on the floor. And okay. A lot of it goes directly towards the wall of our house.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if there's anything we can do to correct that problem without having to remove the floor and replace
it. Can you
it.
Use something like Abitron or Abacast, I forget which one is the leveling compound, but to build up more on one side, or will that just automatically try to go flat?
You know, I'm thinking, Leslie, it's so much work to be able to deal with a surface this big to try to get it level again, that I actually think, Bill, it's frankly going to be easier to tear out the old floor. That might seem extreme, but you may be surprised that with the right tool, like a jackhammer, you can have your entire floor torn out in like a couple of hours. It breaks up really easily, and then you could properly level it, properly reinforce it, and then re-pour it and be done.
I was afraid you were going to suggest that, because the problem is the floor is sitting on precast concrete beams because we have a spare storage space underneath the garage. And so the water drips down there. So I could do that, I guess, but I don't know the likelihood of being able to take concrete off of those precast.
Yeah, that does, no, that dramatically. I was thinking it would be over filled or like every other one, but no,
yes.
That does make it a lot harder. So I guess you are going to have to look into a floor leveling compound for this, and there's a variety of products out there that this can work with. But the key is it's not just more concrete. It's a product that's designed specifically to stick to the existing concrete floor.
Okay.
Because you know, you have the full temperature swing there in Michigan, and if you don't have good adhesion, you're obviously going to have that second layer chip off. So it can be done. It's a bit of a pain in the neck, but it definitely can be done.
Would you suggest a concrete contractor? Do you think they would be familiar with the options there?
You may be better off having a pro do it, because you really have to set some forms to get this level just right, and then you remove them as you go. So that it drains.
How much could you put on top of a floor that I described?
Oh, you could put 2 or 3 inches.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Easily.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Bill.
Well, now that vacation season is coming up, it's a good idea to step up your home security system. But if your system includes security cameras, it's important that you have them positioned correctly. I mean, think about it. You see these videos of break-ins all the time on the news, and sometimes those videos are so bad that they're really not as helpful as you want them to be. So you've got to set up for success in the event of the unthinkable.
Now, first, focus on the most vulnerable points of entry. About 79% of break-ins happen either near the front door or a first-floor window or the back door. So these are the most vulnerable areas, and statistically, those are the areas most likely to be the point of entry for any would-be burglars.
Yeah, and height matters. So you need to cover the right angles at the right height. You don't want to put them so low that a burglar can easily reach them, cover them, vandalize them, you know, whatever, put it out of use. A good rule of thumb is to install cameras 8 to 10 feet off the ground and then angle the camera itself for the best coverage. Also, don't place the camera inside your house looking out. If it's behind a glass window that's going to get direct sunlight at some point in the day, that window is going to create a ton of glare, and then that could potentially even block out the footage completely.
Now, you also want to check lighting. Unless your cameras have really good night vision settings, make sure enough lighting exists so that they can record clearly. If not, add additional lighting or add motion sensors to pair with each camera so the lights come on when the camera comes on. And finally, keep in mind that unless your cameras are monitored, most of the time footage you're going to get is going to be after the crime has occurred. There is, however, a system out there called Deep Sentinel that we like that basically has these cameras monitored 24/7. It's pretty affordable. We cover that more on our guide to security cameras on MoneyPit.com. So check it out right there.
Ellen, Arkansas, is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you?
I got a roof job coming on this in a couple of weeks. They're doing my roof, and they're doing my siding. Now, I had a big old tree in my backyard. I had it cut down. But in the meantime, since it was there so many years, it left mold, you know, the green stuff growing on my shingles, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The guys that's going to do my roof said that, oh, that's okay. You can get up to 3 layers of shingles before you have to take the old shingles off. And I say, well, mold strikes a negative vibe in me because my husband and I have allergies. Would that affect us? They say they're going to put the new roof over the old roof and the mold. I told him, no, that's not going to happen. He said, well, what we'll do, we'll pour spray it with bleach, the mold, and we'll rake it, and then we'll just cover it with the new roofing. And my question is, since it is so much money, is that wise?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I mean, you can put 3 layers of shingles on, but it's a really bad idea to do that, aside from the fact that you've got some sort of growth on this roof. Whenever you put a second layer of shingles on, the first 2 layers, in your case, tend to retain a lot of heat. And especially in an environment like Arkansas, where you have really hot summers, as that heat is retained, it accelerates the deterioration of the top layer. So in my experience, if you had a roof that typically would last 20 years, you put a layer or two of shingles underneath, you're going to have it last more like 13 to 15 years. I've seen it cut a quarter to a third of the life off by doing that. So it's always smart to remove old layers. They're probably trying to avoid it because it's expensive to remove old layers. They've got to pull it off and then got to get rid of it. But it absolutely is the best way to do a roof replacement. And if you're planning on being in that house for most of the life of the roof, it's well worth it. Now, in terms of the moss or the mold or the mildew or whatever is on there, there are many, many things that can grow on a roof depending on the environmental conditions. And it's not always mold, although people tend to call it that. There's a product called Spray and Forget that we have a lot of experience with. And you spray it on the roofing surface, and it tends to smother all of those biological growths and stops them from coming back. It will kill what's there. It will naturally just, you know, die off and go away. And then there's a bit of a residual effect to it that stays on there. And if you apply that about every 2 years, you're not going to ever see any mold or moss or mildew or algae or lichen or anything else grow on that roof shingle. It's sprayandforget.com. Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yep, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if your spring cleaning includes power washing stained concrete surfaces, we're going to share a sealer that you can use to protect against a wide variety of stains and more when the Money Pit returns.
Wagner Spray Tech is the top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation and other great Owens Corning Insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but done well.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
William from South Carolina is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
Okay, I'm getting conflicting stories about bamboo flooring. And we want to put bamboo down in the kitchen. It's a stranded bamboo. How will that work?
It's a stranded bamboo? Is that what you said?
Yes.
What's the form of this? Is it tongue and groove?
Yes, it's tongue and groove.
So why are you concerned about putting it in the kitchen? It's a perfect choice for that.
I've heard several people say, you know, it's a bad choice. It'll soak up too much liquid if you spill water on it or something.
Not bamboo.
Yeah, now, a bamboo floor, I mean, really is good for all kinds of high moisture situations because of the way that it's made, because of the way that the bamboo is super durable. I think for a kitchen, though, you know, bamboo has a very specific look, and if that's what you're going for, then that's great. If you want some other options for a kitchen, I personally love to put a cork floor in a kitchen. It's got a little bit more give to it. Super durable. Again, it's not something that you would want to necessarily have, you know, spill a lot of water on it, but should you, you'd be okay. But the cork flooring is beautiful, but there are so many other options. I mean, there's vinyl tiles and vinyl planks and vinyl floorings that are made to look just like any other type of lumber or stone for that matter, and they're super durable. I mean, you can get them very, very wet. You can put them in high moisture situations. You know, there's a lot of other products out there, whereas bamboo's got a look, and if that's what you want, it's great for the application. You just have to think about, you know, what the durability of it is, the ease of installment, those types of things.
Okay, I do appreciate it. It eases my mind. Thank you.
All right.
Good.
Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, if you've ever poured a fresh concrete porch, patio, driveway, or sidewalk, you may notice that while it looks fantastic when it's first done, it can quickly lose that new concrete luster. Well, QuickCrete has a product that both cures new concrete and seals new or existing concrete to protect it against a wide range of stains.
Yep, it's called Quikrete Cure and Seal, and it works for both new or existing concrete. Now, for new concrete, Cure and Seal promotes proper curing, which helps make the concrete stronger. It also increases durability and reduces shrinkage cracks.
Now, for existing concrete, it's going to repel water as well as protect and seal those surfaces from acids, grease, road salt, and more. I also like that it makes the surface easier to clean, and then when winter comes along, it's also going to protect it from future winter damage caused by those freeze and thaw cycles.
To learn more about Quikrete Cure and Seal, head to Quikrete.com. Quikrete, it's what America is made of.
Heading to Georgia, where Tamara's on the line with a rust problem. What's going on at your money pit?
I was having some work done inside my house. I was actually having a banister put in with metal rails.
Okay.
So they were cutting up the rails outside on my pavers, on my walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't see anything. And then winter came and went, and we were left with a very bad rust stain on the pavers. And we don't know if we should use a pressure washer or a chemical something to take it off.
Well, you definitely do not want to use a pressure washer because that's going to destroy the pavers. What you want to do is use some sort of a chemical product or a natural acid to take it off. So you can start with the easy stuff. Most rust removers have some sort of acid in it. So you can start by pouring lemon juice on the rusted surface, let that sit, kind of work it in with a nylon brush or a wire brush. In addition to lemon juice, you could try natural vinegar. That works as well. But if those two don't work, then I would use a product like Iron Out. Have you seen Iron Out? Many people use it in the laundry to take iron stains out of clothing, but that works really well as well.
Okay, I'll try that. How about like CLR?
Yeah, I mean, that would be worth a shot. I think you're in the right department here. Or you could use TSP, trisodium phosphate, and you mix that up into sort of a thick soapy solution and apply it to the rusted out areas, the rusted stained areas, and let it sit for a while and then rinse it off.
Terrific. Thank you so very much.
You are with Team Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales. And if you're the owner of a home that's new or new to you, we're going to share some tips on which projects you should be tackling first when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house. The first project is to reach out to us, though, with those questions by going to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and record your question for the fastest possible response.
Jumping into our questions here with Joan, who says, when we first bought our house in Northwest Georgia, the interior was newly painted with neutral colors. However, it was about a year before I realized that every room in this five-bedroom, three-bath home had been painted over wallpaper.
Whoops.
I mean, my goodness. First of all, those must have been some very well-adhered seams. If you
Not to spot that, right?
Woo! All right, so now she wants to know, is there a good way to strip already painted paper that probably won't suck up any steam or any kind of wallpaper removing solution? Thank you for your show and your podcast. I enjoy and appreciate you immensely. All right, thanks, Joan.
I don't know how immensely you're going to appreciate this. Listen, this is a hard project no matter how you look at it, and a lot of it depends on how well adhered that paper is. I would try the traditional steam approach. What I would do is I would use a paper tiger, which is a tool you're probably familiar with. It puts lots of little holes in the wallpaper. I would try this in one area and see how it goes. I would definitely rent the steamer and see what this process is like. If you're lucky, the paint actually helps that wallpaper stick to the back of it, makes it a little bit thicker to grab onto. But if you can get that steam to work for you, and it could with this paper tiger, it may very well work, you may be able to pull this off in bigger pieces. So that's definitely where I would start. If that doesn't work, then Leslie, I think we're talking about covering those walls with new drywall. I don't know what other options we have.
How to make your room smaller by a half an inch. That's what that should be called.
Yeah, well, actually, you could use even thinner drywall. You can use the 3/8 or quarter inch drywall, but it's like you have to put the walls up, and you have to attach them, and you have to tape and spackle.
And you have to move all your plugs and your switches out.
That's a big job. Yeah, wow.
Oh,
boy, they must have really liked that wallpaper back then, huh? Let's put it in every room.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a lazy way to paint. It really is.
Could you put new wallpaper over the old?
I don't know. Will it stick to the paint, or will the paint delaminate from the old paper? It's like...
all the rules are broken now.
Yeah, so now it's just like, yeah, whatever. Good luck. Sorry, Joan. I'm sorry, babe.
Well, spring and summer are peak season for real estate sales, and if you're the owner of a home that's new or even new to you, it may be tempting to move in now and paint later. But painting before you move in is hands down the best bet. Leslie goes over the reasons why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, listen, guys, I get it. After months of dreaming about the new home, it's finally yours, and you want nothing more to move your things in immediately. But before you schedule those movers, consider these reasons to start with a few coats of paint instead. Simplest reason, guys, is interior painting is a lot simpler when you can move freely in a space that doesn't have furniture, boxes, anything else. So it's great just because of the fact that it's empty. I mean, your painting project is going to take a lot longer if you've got to cover things, uncover furniture, move things, remove, rehang, all of that stuff. It's also going to save you a lot of money if you're working with a professional painting contractor because they're going to finish that much faster in that empty space. That's going to keep a lot of dollars in your pocket. Now, painting first also simplifies interior decorating. If you're designing a space from scratch, starting with a fresh paint color scheme will help drive other decisions for that picture-perfect result.
And finally, it just feels good. I mean, there is nothing like a fresh coat of paint to make a home seem cleaner, fresher, more welcoming, and get this, guys, more yours. So just make sure you use a top-quality 100% acrylic latex paint, and you're going to get a stain-resistant finish that's going to look new for years to come and be so happy in your new space.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, if you'd love to have a backyard swimming spot but hate the smell of chlorine, well, you've got options. We're going to give you the scoop on natural in-ground pools that are pond-like, gorgeous, and very earth-friendly on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.